The London game was a weird game, started very weird. It was just a very, very weird game. And I addressed my D-line about that, just about how weird these games could be. I remember the game we played in Jacksonville, and it was a sunny day. I mean, great day. I remember it vividly, but it was just a weird aura. And then playing in London, it was just a weird, I can't even explain it. It was just a weird game. And I ain't never beat these guys, so it's just weird, man.
We should have the bell, the counter, bing, 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 every time he says the word weird. That's Ed Oliver from yesterday. It is weird. Bills, Jags, I got some history for you. We're going to run through in a little while. Bills, Jags, historical data, figures. The teams that play here, Josh, you ready? These two teams, including playoffs, have played a total of 19 times. How many have the Bills won? A little trivia for you.
Ooh, I'm going to go less than half, but I don't. No, if I want, I don't know. I'm going to go with 9. How about 9?
Great job. 9.
Really?
Good job, buddy. Yep.
Wow.
The Bills are 9-10 all time in 19 meetings, including the playoffs against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, of course, over the last couple of meetings, some weird things have happened. That is absolutely true. So let's get to Mike in Tonawanda. Are you spooked by the Jags? Mike, what do you think, man?
I'm actually not. I mean, I get there's been weird things that have happened, but again, we should say the same thing about the Tennessee Titans, too. Remember, we had struggles beating them, and I mean, we think about most, and then we waxed them on Monday Night Football like 2 seasons ago. Sometimes you just break through and just, you know, beat the team that you apparently is a boogeyman, you know? So I'm going to say no for that reason. Same thing you should do with the Titans.
You got it. Yeah. I agree with you, Mike. I don't like to draw that line and say it's the Jags. You know, it's always, you know, they have the Bills' number. It's a mental thing. But when I hear Ed Oliver talk like that, they're aware of it, right? There's something and weird stuff that happens. To me, it's different than Bills Dolphins and like owning a team. It's different than Patriots Bills for 20 years, pretty much, and owning them, right? Which is, that's the same coach, same quarterback, same group. You're playing them twice a year. It's just, that's just like you're married up and partnered up all the time. Here, it's, they've had different coaches and quarterbacks, not the last couple of meetings, I get it. What does Urban Meyer have to do with, you know, Doug Peterson and Urban Meyer and a rookie Trevor Lawrence who got hurt early in the game or during the game have to do with what happened last year in London? Nothing, I don't think, but I get it. Like, people are superstitious. You see the logo and you're like, oh, here we go. So 19 times they played. The first meeting between the two teams was in 1996, and it was actually 95, right? The playoff game. It's a playoff game. The first meeting they ever had was here at now Highmark Stadium, and it was actually Jim Kelly's last game. That starts the weirdness when you think about it. The Bills, I don't believe up until that point, had lost a home playoff game. That was their first home playoff loss. Jacksonville coming to town here in Buffalo in the 1996 wild card game. Tom Coughlin, Marv Levy, Jim Kelly, his last game. Kent Hall, his last game. Mark Brunell's the quarterback. If you remember that game, a lot of you do, it was Natron Means who ran for 175 yards and a touchdown, including a 62-yarder. That was the Bills' day that day. And the game came down at the end, right? I got to think about how this went down. The Jags won on a 45-yard field goal from Mike Hollis after they had tied it up, Jimmy Smith on a 2-yard pass from Mark Brunell. Bills started the game. The Bills actually were up 17-14, went back and forth after that. That's the start of the weirdness, the 96 wild card game. Then you go to the next year, 1997. They play in December that year. Bills lose 20-14. Trying to figure out exactly what this game was, if I remember it. I mean, the Bills weren't that good that year. They were 6-9, so maybe a little bit more nondescript. Now, the one that comes to mind after that, all right? The one that comes to mind after that. Do you remember the opener in 04? Who remembers the opener in 04? I doubt you do, Josh, right? The opener in 04?
Yeah, no, I don't remember much of anything from back then.
Okay, well, in the Bills-Jaguars season opening game in 2004, The Bills are up 10-6 late in the game. The Jags get the ball. They throw the ball down the field, and there's a pass interference called on the Bills at the... Let me find out where they are here. Penalty. It wasn't a pass interference. It was an incredible catch made by Jimmy Smith over Nate Clements for 45 yards with a minute left. They get down inside the Bills' red zone. They get down to the seven-yard line, one play. Actually, had three plays. If you remember this from the opener, they actually had first and goal from the Bills' 7 with 14 seconds left. Incomplete. Second and goal from the 7. 10 seconds left. Incomplete. Third and goal from the 7. 7 seconds left. Incomplete. Last play of the game. Bills up right now. 10-6. Byron Leftwich throws a jump ball into the back of the end zone. Ernest Wilford catches it and somehow gets 2 feet down with two guys draped on him. Replay shows he got down the feet. Jaguars win on the last play of the game on a walk-off touchdown, Josh. 2004. The opener. Crazy.
If anything happens like that this week,
oh my God.
I don't know what
else. You know what it actually reminded me of? It was very, very similar to last year's game against the Giants. But then the Giants missed on both. Remember, there was one that was the interference, and they redid it or something. Wasn't there two plays down there at the end of the game?
Yeah, and then
against the Giants,
wasn't it Taron Johnson that broke it up?
Yes.
on the very last one. Yeah,
and then there was a debate about interference, but it was very similar to that. But in this case, the Jags caught the ball, won the game. Ernest Wilford. Then, if you remember, several years later, the Bills go to London to play the Jags the first time. They go to London to play the Jags. This is 2015, October of 2015. This is EJ Manuel, pick six from Telvin Smith, a Chris Clemens defensive fumble return. Jags up 27-3 in the second quarter. Then the Bills mount a comeback. Robert Woods, Dan Carpenter, a couple field goals. Marcus Easley, the special teams ace, deep from EJ Manuel. Corey Graham, a pick six to what you thought might have been the winner. And then the Jags get it. They march down, and there's a phantom, and I mean phantom, pass interference on Nickell Roby-Coleman. And the Jags win on a Blake Bortles to Allen Hurns 31-yard touchdown pass with 2 minutes left. 34-31. That's the game where Chris Gregg of the Bills caught the ball while standing out of bounds. And it cost the Bills a first down or whatever. Weird stuff, man. Weird stuff. And of course, then you have a couple years later, the 2017 playoff game. The Bills break the drought. They go down to Jacksonville. They lose 10-3. Do you remember the name of the player who caught the touchdown pass on fourth down? Ben Koyak from Blake Bortles. And even to this day, go back and watch the Ben Koyak kind of fumbled catch. I still don't think it was I don't think he had possession. I think he was still fumbling it. I'll believe that to this day. Bills lose 10-3. The Jags the following week went and smoked the Steelers, by the way, the next week in the playoffs. Then you get to 2018. That's Josh's rookie year. That's that pass to Robert Foster. Remember that one? Oh, my God. Saw a clip of it the other day again. Pretty incredible. Then, of course, the 9-6 game against Urban Meyer, and then the London game last year. Let's go out to Brad in East Aurora. I was just talking about that 0-4 game. Brad, you remember it?
Yes, I do. That was my very first Bills game. I was 11 years old, and I went with my dad. And I believe that last-second touchdown you're talking about was actually a push-out rule. He caught the ball and was pushed out of bounds, but they ruled it a touchdown.
Oh, my God. I got to go back. I'm going to look at it in the break because remember the old push-out rule. You can't do that anymore. I thought he got 2 feet down. I don't think so, but I'm going to go back and look, Brad, okay? I'm going to go back and look for you, okay? I like that. Yeah, thanks, Brad. I think he got 2 feet down. I don't think it's because they pushed him out and he would have came down. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. That's for sure. And we'll take a look at it. Thanks, Brad. I'll take a timeout here. We will come back. I'll take a look at that in the break. Ernest Wilford against the Bills in 2004. In the meantime, It's time to take a break, and we'll be back in a snap. And it's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.